My name is Alison Metcalf. I'm the pleasure of heading up the Tourism Ireland team here in New York for North America. And it really is a great pleasure on behalf of all my colleagues here to invite you here this evening as we celebrate Dairy Londonderry. And it's placed in terms of tourism and its association with maritime heritage and, of course, the Clipper. Also like to welcome Mayor John Boyle, Councillor Boyle, although his mother said he called me John, his mother said my name John, so John, you're very welcome. Delighted to have you here. Also William Ward, who is the President and CEO of the Clipper Ventures, delighted to have you here and with many of the crew members and many of your colleagues here. So this is really a great exciting time for us. It's an exciting evening for Northern Ireland and for Derry and Strabane area. We're here to celebrate Derry as a gateway to the Northwest. We're here to celebrate Derry as a maritime heritage. And more importantly, we're here to talk about the Clipper. I've always been really, really impressed with the Clipper Around the World race. We've been involved with this project on a number of occasions, and it's always fantastic when they come to New York, because what a better place to have an event like tonight at PRA, looking out on the water here. But when they're in New York, we know that the next stop is Derry. And when they leave here, they're across the Atlantic, and they're going to arrive with an amazing welcome in the city of Derry, Londonderry, and the Foyle Maritime Festival, which, by all accounts, and talking to people that have been on the race before, is one of the favourite stops on this route. So I think it's just an incredible project. So I want to say a lot, it's not anything for a long speech, but I do just want to say a couple of things. We had the pleasure at Tourism Ireland this afternoon of spending time with Visit Derry and the tourism delegation. They were briefing us on many of the new and exciting developments taking place in the city of Derry for tourism. There's tremendous innovation. It's always been a city that has really sort of led from the front and has come together and worked as a team to push forward their tourism agenda. But there's some really exciting things happening, and you hear more about that. We also had the opportunity to invite some of our US tour operators in just to talk about their experiences selling Northern Ireland and selling Derry as well. So tourism is really, really important, and we have not only a very strong tourism story to the island of Ireland. We celebrated 1.8 million visitors last year. We celebrated a 19% increase in holidaymakers to Northern Ireland last year, and already this year we're up 25% in terms of our holiday visitors. But I think the Derry story is really interesting, because if you look back 20 years, when the Good Friday Agreement was signed, Tourism Ireland was born out of the Good Friday Agreement to market the island of Ireland. And 20 years ago, there were 800 people employed in tourism in the city of Derry. This is a statistic that Karen Houlihan shared with us today. Today, there are 5,000 people employed in tourism in the city of Derry. So it just shows you the economic impact. So I really want to congratulate all of the industry members for all of their hard work. They have worked through thick and thin to develop some great experiences. It's now a destination where more and more visitors want to come to, more and more tour operators want to program, and I think there's only one way that the city of Derry, Londonderry, to go, and that is up in terms of growing those visitors. And the US is such an important market for them. North America as a whole represents 23% of their business. So our business is increasing to the island, the business to Derry is increasing at the same rate. So it's very exciting times. And the final thing I'd really just like to say is we are hosting this event this evening. We're co-sponsoring it with our good friends and partners at the Northern Ireland Bureau. Delighted to be joined tonight by Norman Houston, who is the director of the Northern Ireland Bureau in Washington. We work very closely together in promoting Northern Ireland across a number of areas. Economy through Invest Northern Ireland. Andrea Hoggian has also been involved in this event, but also tourism, and Norman has been a great supporter of that. So before I introduce a very short video, the City of Derry has now just relaunched itself as the bold city that connects the Wild Atlantic Way to the Causeway Coastal Route. Two amazing coastal drives, and I can't think of a better way to position the city. So if you haven't been, I want to encourage you to go. You'll have a great time. There's a spirit in Derry, the crack, the welcome is second to none. So I'm going to introduce a short video now, and this is going to be show you. It's going to have an interview with Cornel Morrison, who is a skipper from Derry. He's unfortunately not skippering a derry or an Irish book this time of the race, but he's going to talk a little bit about what it means to be sailing from New York into his home city of Derry, and what it means to do that with the crew on board, and it's going to give you some sense of his Derry. So thank you very much for coming, and if we can roll the video, thank you very much.
I'm very proud that my home is one of the race courts, and it's really cool, you know, we've been like the rest of the race has been about love to bring my crew and some friends and maybe win the race to my hometown. It's a great thing. What I love most about Derry, London area, is my hometown, it's where my friends and family are, it's where I grew up, so it's a place where I've got a lot of special memories. The Common Maritime Festival is such a great thing, a great event, and it's great that the Clipper race comes to Derry and Boyne, just because it's such a big thing, you know, to show off the river, and all the boats that have been all the way around the world, from all the way up to the dark cities, really cool thing to do. It's going to be a big do for the crew, you know, when all these people come out and line the bridges and line the streets, you know, to wave the boats in, and, you know, I think people in Derry, London, Derry are so friendly, and they're so excited to see what is a worldwide event turning up on their doorstep. People want to come and see the boats, they're queued, see the boats are massive. So there's a lot of interest in the race. Yeah, it's a big thing. I think I'm going to be very proud and excited, and you know, we've come all the way around the world, so it's like one ocean left, and when we get across the Atlantic, it'll be almost complete circumnavigation to ride back to home. So, special. What am I going to do when we get there? I'm going to be really pleased to see a lot of people, and I'm sure there's going to be a few parties. I might not be going to lose.
Thank you very much and good evening everyone. I mean, this is an evening for enjoyment, so I don't want to speak too long. All I want to say is that 2 years ago I stood in this room when we had the last visit by the Derry Clipper and the other boats into New York Harbour before they sailed for the city of Derry. And at that stage I was so excited because it was giving the city such a boost in terms of tourism. And in a previous life I was head of tourism in the Northern Ireland government. And one of the things I was so proud of was working with the people in Derry and the Derry Visitor Centre to try and boost visitor numbers there. And obviously the whole thing has now basically taken off. A lot has to be said for the council, the Derry City and Strabane District Council, which have always been very good at looking at the economy of the region of the North West. And I think it's really basically paid off. All I want to say is that I'm delighted to be here and delighted the Northern Ireland Bureau again is sponsoring this evening's event with their colleagues in Tourism Ireland and with the Best NI. And I'm very pleased because on Tuesday night for the first time I met the Mayor of Derry and Strabane District Council, who's with us this evening, Mr. John Boyle, who has a long and distinguished career in public relations and the media before his cousin post as the Mayor of the city and the region. And without further ado, please join me in welcoming the Mayor of Derry City and Strabane District Council, Mr. John Boyle. Thank you.
Thank you, Norman. Thank you very much for that very eloquent introduction. Connell, I can't see where you're standing. I'm so proud that you're so proud to come from the place that I come from. And you summed it up so perfectly well. One ocean to go in Europe. We're looking forward to you and Rosanna, who's also from Derry. We're looking so much forward to you. Welcome you back home next month. So I want to take the opportunity before I end the formalities of speech to wish you a safe voyage, and we'll see you on the other side of that event. Thank you. So, ladies and gentlemen, I am honoured to be here this evening, and it's my privilege to be here, obviously, as the Mayor of Derry City and Strabane District Council. I've been in the job for 2 weeks, so please forgive me. Please forgive me, I've made many mistakes. I'm relatively new to the job. Of course, I am delighted to be here in New York in particular, because there is no city on this great continent that has such a strong relationship with the northwest of Ireland, and in particular with Derry. We think back over many, many generations and many centuries and decades to the relationships that were formed. These bonds have been forged and strengthened by centuries of emigration. And of course, today we enjoy a fresh, contemporary friendship with which spans business, investment, music, and of course, culture. As the fourth largest city in Ireland, we are uniquely placed as the only functional economic city region of scale which actually straddles the border into the Republic, providing access to UK, Ireland and EU markets, explaining why the US remains our biggest source of international investment and why 80% of recent investors into our region reinvest into our city region. Our tourism industry is enjoying brighter prospects than ever, and we have seen incredible growth since 2011, with 2013, of course, being a catalyst for that growth in tourism visitors and spend. That's the year when Derry celebrated being the UK City of Culture. And it changed things, and it changed things very, very significantly for us. We have, of course, also recently launched our new tourism strategy, which aims to double visitor spend and create up to a further 1,000 jobs on top of the 5,000 that have already been mentioned. And of course, this new strategy is focused on the strength of our city and district and our world city being both a destination and a hub for exploring the point where the wide Atlantic Way meets the Causeway coastal route. We're the hub, we're the middle, we're the beginning, we're the end. If you want to do either, or both, all at the same time, you start in there, or you finish in there, that's what you do. That's how it works. And I can guarantee you, we roll out the red carpet for anyone and all who wants to come and visit us. I think you'll find that we are a very unique visitor attraction on the island of Ireland. We are a walled city. We're the one and only entirely walled city on the island of Ireland. We're very proud of that. We're reimagining how it is that we use that particular advantage. We are seeing increased visitor numbers, not least of all people actually using our study hall, our guild hall, where my office is, so it's very evident to me how many thousands of visitors we see on a weekly and even monthly basis. And of course, American visitors have played a very significant part in the outstanding success that our tourism industry has enjoyed. They do come in their thousands, and while everyone will have a very different story to tell about why they came, there is no doubt that they fit in very, very easily. And they feel extremely at home when they visit our shores and when they visit our city in particular. Because at the heart of that ease is undoubtedly the kinship and the long-standing bonds of friendship between the United States of America, North America in general, and the island of Ireland, north, south, east and west. We are a connecting people, which is one of our greatest resources. It's our strength. Feeding our culture and, of course, our vibrant arts scene, driving our industry and making our businesses a success. Those of you who are familiar, of course, with the city of Derry will have seen the city region transform new hotels, new restaurants, attractions that make the tourism experience truly world class. The emphasis that our hotel and restaurant industry places on food problems makes our city a first-class foodie destination. And if you don't believe me, again, you've got to have experience. I'm sorry if I'm doing the hard sell, folks, but it's the truth. We are ambitious and outward looking, as evidenced by our local tourism trade partners who travelled with us this week as part of the Derry City and Strabane delegation. And I just want to take a moment actually to thank them for coming along, because we're very proud of their efforts. We're delighted to have visited Derry with us, the Beach Hill Hotel, Bishop's Gate Hotel, the City Hotel, and the Wall City Brewery. They're here with us this evening in New York, and I would like to ask you to extend a welcome to them as well this evening. Probably one of the most important things about those that I've just referenced actually is that they're homegrown success stories, and they provide, you know, standout visitor experiences. And one of the things that sometimes you often hear in the hotel industry or the hospitality industry is, you know, that you only get one chance to make a first impression. Well, I believe, and firmly believe actually, when people arrive in Derry, we only need one chance. We are also host, of course, to other international events, attracting tens of thousands to our city every year. Our Halloween Festival, voted as the world's best Halloween destination by your very own USA Today, no less. To see it and experience this festival, of course, it is to believe it. In less than 4 weeks, we will host, of course, the reason we're here this evening, the Clipper Around the World Yacht Race in the city for the fourth time at our award-winning Foyle Maritime Festival, which will, of course, be one of the biggest events on the island of Ireland this year. And closely following that, another major event in the Northwest coming up shortly again is the Irish Open Golf Tournament, which is hosted by our neighbours at the Ballyliffin Golf Course in Donegal, and supported by ourselves and the Strand District Council and Donegal County Council. And further into the distance, but the not too distant future, of course, the Open Championship will also be held in Northern Ireland at Royal Portrush. And again, Derry City will be central to that particular event in terms of the tourism offering that we possess. Our partnership with Clipper Ventures has provided an international platform from which to generate extensive global media exposure for our city and to promote our brand in international markets and to promote tourism and stimulate trade and stimulate investment. And of course, we're delighted to continue the partnership with the Clipper Around the World Yacht Race, and to welcome the teams this evening, including our very own Conal Norrison, as already mentioned, a local skipper from Derry, who is skippering the hotelplanner.com yacht. Tourism Ireland is a flagship for cross-border cooperation and all-island cooperation, and very, very importantly so. Invest Northern Ireland is a world-leading investment agency attracting foreign direct investment into Northern Ireland. The Northern Ireland Bureau team are our representatives here in North America, and they are continually cultivating and strengthening links for Northern Ireland across a range of interests, economic, political and cultural. We're absolutely delighted to be partnering with them at this particular event, and I want to personally thank Norman and Lorraine and all of their team involved at the Northern Ireland Bureau for hosting this event this evening, but also for the encouragement that you give our city and district in your daily work, and the very professionalism that we find every time we deal with your team, Norman, but most of all, actually, thank you for your friendship. just to conclude, every one of you here this evening are crucial ambassadors for Ireland, for Derry City and Strabane, whether it be as our diaspora, trade partner, potential investor, or people who provoke interest and facilitate the travel that brings business travellers and tourists to our shores. And I thank you for your engagement with our ongoing and continuing success. You're helping me write Derry City's story, and I hope, with your help, that we will welcome many, many more thousands of visitors to our city region and give further opportunity to our very, very deserving citizens. You know, when I reflect back to the place that I grew up in, and I can assure you, ladies and gentlemen, I was born, bred, educated in Derry City, and I bleed Derry when you come to me. Genuinely do. To stand here this evening and to tell you just how wonderful a place it is, I cannot underestimate how humbled I am to be given that opportunity. Because we long for peace, we long for prosperity and opportunity for our people. And now, as a city in the 21st century, we're making that true. We're beginning to realise those ambitions and the potential. Because the potential that you'll find on the streets of Derry City, on the streets of Strabane, in our rural hinterland, is enormous. And to borrow from W.B. Yeats, if he will forgive me, everything we look upon is blessed. So ladies and gentlemen, all that remains for me to do is to thank you all for coming here this evening, wish you an enjoyable evening, and of course, from this place, a safe onward journey. Thank you very much for taking the time to listen. We'll obviously do a little bit of engagement, more hard sell after I finish speaking. But again, thank you very much.
Thank you, Councillor Boyle.